Ed, if you vote
Too late. Ah, we're alive! Sugar. Hey guys, this is Geeks Unleashed for Geek Bomb. My name is Maud Garrett. I'm Chief Bomb, and I didn't know we were live. So there you go. I'm a professional. Got a little dust on my shoulder. There it goes. I'm going to teach the girls how to use the effects, which is on the left-hand side of the bar. You'll see the little wand with the yellow box. Click that, upload it, and you too can be a karma queen. Just like that.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah. So I thought we could kind of have a lot of fun with this dream. Yes, we're getting to know you and what you're all about and how you got started with the Hillywood show. But we can also...
What did you just put on your head?
I'm a princess. Are you kidding me? Like, it's terrible. Anyway, that aside, if you do get the effects button, you can join in with that one. But... I guess we do the rounds of introducing everyone. My name's Maud, we got that one down. Taz?
Hey.
Say hi.
Oh, I did say hi.
Okay. And we've also got Maddie from Geek Bomb on as well, who's looking a little bit in theme here. But we'll get to that one in a second. Our guests for this week's Geeks Unleashed, we have Hilly and Hannah Hindi. You guys know them as the sisters from the Hillywood show. Now, guys, I want to know... When did you first start this? How was it born?
The Hillywood show was born in 2006, October 2006. Yes, and it was an entry for a contest that AOL was holding, and they were asking teenagers to send in their own idea for a web show. I sent in mine and asked her to film it.
She had me film it.
Film it for me.
And it was a bunch of characters interacting with each other. And it actually came in third place, but through that we got fan mail from people who had voted for me saying, if you make a show on YouTube, I'll watch.
Yeah, I'll watch.
And then that's when I talked to her and I go, well, if I start doing more episodes, I'm going to need more help and I want you to play some characters. And she's like, well, all right.
Okay. So that's where we are now and here we are today. Still making online.
That was 8 years ago that you started, and a lot happens in 8 years. Yes, we got it! Oh my God.
That don't
was
be drunk, be a queen.
But 8 years ago, a lot happens in that kind of time. So the first kind of video productions, it was just YouTube. The stuff that I've been seeing now, it looks like an entire studio is behind this, but that's not the case at all, is it?
No.
Oh my gosh. Everything that you see is just the two of us, because we do have a lot of fans. Well, I guess they're not really fans, they're probably just viewers, that they'll write and they'll say, how did you make this? Are you spoiled brats? I'm like, okay, first of all, we're 24 and 28.
Hi.
We're not children. And then they'll also say, like, oh, they must have a huge studio behind them, and, you know, they'll give them what they want, and it's like, no, we work really hard. It's like someone handing you... For example, hey, we want you to do Star Wars here. And they don't give you costumes. They don't give you any insight on how they built the set. They don't give you, so it's kind of like that's what's thrown in our lap.
Yeah.
So we do everything.
Wow.
You wear a lot of hats. And I know that this stuff doesn't, it's not cheap. It costs a lot to do. And especially when you've got the whole makeup and hair department, you've got to get the costumes, you've got to get the studio, you've got to edit it all. There's a lot of man hours into that. How do you get the budget to completely copy all of these, make these parodies?
Well, the past two years, the years before that, we were contacted by an MSN.
MCN,
sorry.
It's okay.
M&M.
M&M.
They funded a couple of our productions. They helped with that. But then this past year, we didn't have any funding from them, and so we were kind of on our own again. Uh-huh. And that's why we took forever to make a parody between Pirates of the Caribbean and Doctor Who, because we were not sure what to do. We didn't have the money ourselves to do it, and we didn't have any funding or sponsorships. So that's when I prayed really hard, and I said, well, if it's God's will that we're going to do Doctor Who parody, then the fans will be able to support it. And sure enough, the fans did, and we raised the money for Doctor Who parody in like a week and a half, almost 2 weeks.
Wow.
It was crazy. Yeah, it was a huge blessing, but right now we might have someone who's maybe interested in helping with the Hillywood show, but we haven't announced anything officially because, you know, we...
Some things fall through.
Nothing's final. And, yes, yeah, so,
we want to be safe.
Super excited we can announce it. Like, we are overjoyed.
I know,
it
so
happens.
We're just praying, like, please, please, please. Please.
How do you guys still have drive to do it after 8 years? Like, a lot of people, you must know this, they all want to do the show, they want their own channel, they want to, you know, make the best production, and then about 3 weeks in, they're like, oh, this is a lot more work than I thought it would be.
Oh, yeah. Like, what's our advice for that?
How do you still have the drive to do it? Like, is this, have you just found what you love doing? Because, yeah, a lot of people wouldn't be able to last.
I think
it's our fans.
The response.
Mm-hmm. I know, I mean, it's something that we want to do, mm-hmm. You know, like, our ultimate goal is to have the Hillywood show on a TV network. We think that would be, like, so awesome, like, a weekly show of Hillywood, but I know that that's our ultimate goal, but Hilly wants to be an actress, and I would love to be a director or a cinematographer, but we like working together, like, we work really well together, and mm-hmm. we understand each other, so I don't really know what God has for us, because... one thing and then it's in a way that maybe we always will be like, oh, that's cool, or we're kicking and screaming the whole time as we're being pulled this way, and then eventually as we get around the corner he's like, see, and we're like, oh, that's what it was, and we're just like having a fit the whole time.
So yeah, it's really just the fans that really keep us going when we get stressed. We then remember the emails and the encouraging words and the things that they said, how it made them happy.
It's
and
so nice.
We kind of realize that, okay, we're meant to do something like this. And
skill set wise, I mean, 8 years ago you started, you would have been in school, Hilly. You're only 16. And Hannah, like, you had dance as a background. You're both dancers. How did you learn to operate cameras, do multi-shots, edit the whole thing? Like, these are big skills that usually you only get one per person, but you're wearing like four different hats. Did you just learn by teaching yourself?
Oh, thank you. That's a compliment. Thank you.
Yeah, we self-taught. We've been like kind of filmmaking cheapy stuff since I was like 9. We started doing like really cheap movies
just for fun.
So we were already creatively driven to come up with new ideas, and we had dance backgrounds, so we kind of knew musicality. But for regards with the camera and the editing, that was all self-taught. I taught myself the editing program.
Yeah.
I would help a bit with filming, but then it just kind of all landed on her.
Yeah.
And now I totally don't even question her filming decisions anymore, because I trust her and I tell her exactly what I want, and she knows exactly how to get it. So she had to learn with just trial and error,
mm-hmm.
and same here with me. I had to just learn with
I'm
trial
still
and
learning.
Error too.
Can I just say that? I'm still learning. You're always learning. You're never like,
no,
I've got
no.
This.
I'll never feel like
I'm always like stressed out before a film shoot, because it's in my hands to like make it look good. And if I don't, the thing is, you can always say, oh, someone's such a good cinematographer, but then you also have to give enough footage for the editor to be able to work with. And so I know if I don't deliver, she won't deliver.
No.
So it's kind of like
teamwork.
Yeah.
So how does it all start? You've got the idea. How does it go from the idea to the final production? Because there's a lot of work that goes into it. And I've watched the behind the scenes videos, and you still make it look like it's kind of easy. Yes, hard work. Oh. But it's like, all right, we're doing a dance rehearsal. But it's like, yeah, but you have to write the script, and you have to get the idea, and you have to get people involved.
Well, with Hillywood in general, how you say, you make it look easy, we never want to show what actually really goes on sometimes behind the scenes of stress.
Yeah.
Hillywood stands for happiness, and we are there to make you laugh and smile and forget about your worries. So things that do happen within regard to prepping, it's not fun to film because it's kind of boring, you know, just like phone calls and stuff, but it is stressful sometimes. But we go into, Hilly comes up with the idea.
Yeah.
Usually. And she'll say, here's my idea, and here's the song I thought of. Or sometimes I figure out a song, and then she'll put the idea to it. I don't know. We're just kind of like that. And then from there,
once I have the vision complete,
I start to organize.
Yeah, it works more so like I come up with the vision, and then I sit down for her, and she says, what do you see scene per scene? And as I'm saying it,
I'm writing down
she's
everything
writing
we
down
need.
And taking notes, and we kind of shape it, like, because my ideas are a little too bonkers. Like, I'm like, okay, I picture fire and water. And she goes, okay, well, can you picture lights and
and fog
or something? And then I have to kind of settle. So she listens to me blab, and then we kind of then kind of figure
like
out
a financial breakdown.
Yeah, do we have the finances? And how big of a cast are we going to need? How are we going to make the costumes? Where are we going to find the locations? When are we going to be able to shoot this?
Everything really hits at the same time. You come up with the idea, then we go through the finances, and right after that's lined up, it's schedules, location scouting, costume designing, makeup testing, casting
wigs.
Yeah, well, it's costume.
Wigs is a whole separate category.
Wigs is a nasty thing to conquer.
Yeah.
It always is an asshole.
And then
all that's done,
then we have to, if we're doing choreography segments like you saw for Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah, then we have to choreograph.
Like for Doctor Who, we started rehearsing like at the beginning or the middle of March.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the beginning or middle of March, and we didn't shoot till April 30th. So that kind of shows you, like, if it's a super big number, then we like to practice a lot with, like, a lot of dancers.
It makes it easier when you're on set and you say, all right, go, and nobody's
screws
up.
And we had to practice for this one a lot more because half of the dancers were in masks, and they had to know exactly where they had to go.
As you can see, in some of our behind-the-scenes and bloopers, they were crashing into people or going into the wrong spot.
Yeah, we had to be very cautious of the oobs and the Vashta Narada, because I think they had it the worst.
Everyone was, like, trying to help them, and they were in masks.
Anyway, so after we do choreography, then we schedule shooting. We usually shoot 3 to 6 days, maybe. It depends on the size of the production and the sets and how many different locations. Then we go into editing, which could take up to 2 weeks, and then that's it. And then we do the graphics.
The
and
graphics are along with the editing.
And the photos and all that.
And then t-shirts.
You do all that as well?
Yes.
Okay, do you understand that the jobs that you are doing is honestly like a 30-person production? Like 30
yeah.
people? Okay.
I have complete knowledge of that fact.
I don't understand. It blows my mind. Let's talk about the latest with the Doctor Who, because this is the one that got out. And you got a million views in under how long?
Under a month.
So you broke a million. Nice. Now it's almost like, you know, the million is a minimum happening here. I want to know, when you get your ideas, obviously you kind of get your love of Lady Gaga a lot of the time, I've noticed. Who's the Gaga fan?
Where's my crown? I'm going to put my crown back on.
What?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Oh, no, I was just saying, like, there's a lot of Gaga influence in a lot of these. And, like, who's the Gaga fan?
Me.
Gotcha. I love that Lady Gaga knows who you are personally as well and has said that you look like her.
I think that's what really kind of tipped me over the edge, because we've enjoyed Gaga music for a while, and we've used it for The Vampire Diaries. And a lot, two of our Twilight parodies have it in there. No, three? Two?
I don't remember.
Two parodies or whatever have Gaga songs. But then once we did the Gagaween thing, it was like, ooh, okay, that totally pushed me over the edge of how much I love her, because I realized
she
just how nice
so
of a person
nice.
She was.
So normal.
And I never really paid attention to that fact before. I just enjoyed her music. And then once she did that, I was like, geez, she went out of her way just to tweet my silly little goggly video. And yeah, I think I'm more of a fan. I don't know.
It's because it's kind of like
I think.
I don't want to throw you off here. I've interviewed Lady Gaga, and mannerisms and the kind of work ethic that she has. She was like creatively responsible for every single thing that she did, every costume that she wore. Was meticulous. Yeah. Like she knew about it. In the interview, there was a tea and a saucer. And so she picked up the teacup and she sat it there like a prop. And then she wanted to look at the camera. She wanted to look at the shot. She needed to know that everything was exactly as she foresaw it and wanted it. You are so much like her, it's not funny.
Oh. Well, I always say she's my lost sister, or our lost sister.
Yeah.
She's like the third sister.
We're really creatively driven, and when she has a big vision, like, we totally understand that feel of just, like,
you're not
being creative,
it, yeah.
And always in your mind wanting
Seeing
to do
it.
Better and yeah. think better. And she's like our lost sister.
Maybe she is.
Honestly, maybe she is. the parodies that you've done, you know, we've done Twilight, Pirates of the Caribbean, The Hobbit, which was hilarious, and the latest one being Doctor Who. These are very much so kind of flirting with the geek genre. Does this mean that you two are massive geeks?
Yes.
Oh my god, yes.
And I don't think a lot of people know that about us. Like, they okay. I think they see us a certain way, and then they think, oh, you're only into nail polish and shopping and things like that. Just get to me, because I'm a queen. But we are huge geeks. Like, we love video games. We love Lord of the Rings. We love Harry Potter. Like, we Star Wars.
Yeah.
Everything. We just are very, very into all that stuff.
Yeah. We like it too much.
But this time when you went for Doctor Who, there was a little bit of crossplay. You have to become these characters, and Healy, you are completely unrecognizable as the Doctor.
That's good.
Yeah. Now, Maddie is our resident cosplay at Geek Bomb, and, you know, she's dressed as the Doctor right now. So she's got a few questions about the transformation.
Awesome.
I've never done a cosplay before. As you can see, I'm the Doctor, but I'm just, like, female Doctor. And I was wondering, like, how did you do that makeup? You looked so convincing as a guy. No offense. A very pretty, very beautiful guy, nonetheless. But who does your makeup, and how do you make it look so convincing?
I do my makeup, and it's just, I guess, years of practice.
Well, we've been doing it for such a long time
that, I mean, it's always a challenge. Every time we go to take on a new character, it's never like, I got this.
Yeah.
Watch me work. It's like, oh, God, I look stupid, or oh, God, this doesn't look good. And she did it all on her own. I trust her now. I remember I've always done the makeup.
She did my makeup for like 2 years before, I mean, before all the
I did like Edward Scissorhands, Sweeney Todd, like all that. And you decided to
do goggling.
Goggling.
Well, I did my makeup for Bella, but you're talking like theatrical.
Oh, I'm talking about like makeup. And she wanted to do Gaga and the whole skeleton look. And I remember I was like, God, I didn't even know where to begin. She just said she wanted to do that, and I was like, I've never, ever done anything like that. It's going to be a nightmare. And she goes, I'm just going to start playing with it. And I go for it. And I was like, lazy. I didn't feel like doing it. She comes out like ace. And I was like, I am never doing your makeup ever again.
And what's kind of funny about it is that when I was just doing it myself, I think it's because I used to draw when I was younger, that when I look at makeup, I just copy it, and that's what I did with drawings. I could never just draw on my own. I had to copy a picture or a photo, and then it would be a really good drawing. So when I do my makeup, I treat it like a drawing, and I just look at the face, and I just start drawing on my face. And I know that sounds weird, but that's just how I do it. I don't know. I pull up a picture, and I just go...
It's all
back and forth.
So like these giant pictures, all I see is like nose and like eyes and people
super close to see.
Close up of David Tennant.
I think it's also the way Hilly is really good with it. Like, she's better, I think, at it than I am. I'm like very articulate with mine.
You're
like
good
clean.
With putting like makeup on people.
I'm
not.
Yeah.
I do it.
Yeah.
I can't, like, do it.
But when you do makeup, you also have to shade different areas of your face. So, like, for me, for example, like, I'm really round. I call myself the apple head. apple face. So, like, if I was doing, like, Ron Weasley, at least my face was shaped round like him. So you have to think, what do you shade to make your nose look smaller or your cheeks look more sunken? So you just... And she's really good at it. She's really good.
It's because I don't have a face. We've discussed this. I have no distinct features about me, so it's just kind of like...
Oh, that's not great.
You guys just think without makeup, it's just like, no one's there.
So you guys look amazing. Totally amazing. And about like... Oh, sorry.
No, you're good.
I'm just saying I appreciate it.
You look really good, and I love your hair, by the way. I'm just going to segue into that really quickly. I wish I had your hair, Hilly.
Thank you. I tell her that all the time.
We're just sitting here with, like, our straight hair going...
Oh,
Oh, thank you. That means a lot to me. Like, I haven't been wearing my hair natural for years.
Well, and you were trying to grow it out.
I was trying to grow it out, and I've been straightening it, and just recently I'm just trying to embrace my natural curls.
She looks like a mermaid.
Yeah, I kind of hate you a tiny bit for having such beautiful hair. But moving on, trying to get the interview on track. So do you make your own costumes? Because going back to Doctor Who, your David Tennant was bellissimo. Do you make it yourself? Or
it depends. We consider ourselves more costumers, and that entails searching for the fabric, searching for everything that we can get our hands on.
Either the brand or something similar.
Like, for Tennant's shoes, you know, I did some research, and, like, I just I found the model number of his exact Converse color, so I had to make sure. Like, we consider ourselves that way. Like, we do a lot of resources. Now, for the actual sewing and tailoring, our grandmother does a lot of that for us because she actually works at a hotel here in Las Vegas and has done wardrobe for, like, 40-something years.
She worked for who, Frank Sinatra?
She's worked for, like, Frank Sinatra, the Beach Boys.
Like crazy. Oh, I know. I'm like, Grandma!
Diana Ross. It's just intense.
So she's so cute, though, because she goes, I didn't know who they were when they first came. She's so cute. I love my grandma.
So that's kind of how it works on our end.
So she helps.
Yeah, I guess. Right. We already covered, like, that you guys have, like, such a versatile look that I think most cosplayers, I know you say you're costumers, but I'm a cosplayer, cosplayers would kill for that versatility. And, you know, we were chatting earlier and we say that we'd go even so far to say it's, like, extreme cosplaying. Because your production, it's like a full production, like, remake of the fandom that you're recreating, like your Vampire Diaries, like you nailed it as Nina Dobrev as well.
Oh my God, right?
I think it was Nina. I was like, oh yeah, they got Nina on the show. Oh wait, no, it's not. And it's just, how do you do it? How do you put it all together? It's mind blowing. I'm fangirling.
It's okay. No, thank you for like noticing that.
Yeah,
oh my God.
It makes us feel really good because I think
we just try really hard, guys. Like that's it.
And plus, we really love, like, what we're doing, and we're fans of it. Like, let's just say if I'm doing Harry Potter's, like, costume from the Deathly Hallows, I, like, get really excited because I love Harry Potter, and then we take the time to put, like, you know, the little details of everything on the costume. Like, if it was the distressed coat, like, I was looking at photos and pictures, and, I mean, to things where people don't even notice. Like, if a seam is crooked on the actual costume, we make our seams crooked. And we just really appreciate that you, like, notice all this because, you know, sometimes it's overlooked.
Yeah.
But we just like to stay true to it.
It's not...
My God. Sorry.
Where are all the clothes? Like, you've done a lot of productions now. What happens to all of the sets, the costumes, the wigs?
Good question.
Wigs.
No, we...
Yeah.
We are way too attached to our stuff. We are way too attached to our things. We burn it.
We burn it with fire.
With fire. We have a tiny, teeny little storage unit that's up to the ceiling of boxes upon boxes of wigs and shoes and costumes and dresses and skirts. And then behind that we have like the Batman
signal,
the Sweeney Todd oven. We have the Volturi cherries. We have the piano from New Moon. We have like isn't Ted like
Harry Potter's car.
The only thing I have easy access to is Lady Gaga's stuff because I don't ever know when I'm gonna be Gaga next.
Well,
I have always excuses to bring her back out, so she's always right there.
Right. We try. I mean, if it's something that like we know we would never use again, we try to sell it off as like set memorabilia, and we'll sign it and send like a certificate. And if a fan wants it, they can hang it up from Hillywood, like whatever their favorite episode was. But we don't usually ever get rid of anything because, funny story, like watching Doctor Who, if you watched Hilly's Doctor Diary vlog or whatever, she keeps teasing Brittany, who played Rose. She's like, I like your shoes.
Yeah.
She keeps goofing off about these awful shoes, but they look just like Rose Tyler's shoe because they're, who are they? They're from England, aren't they? Aren't they European?
They're European because I know the size is underneath is like 30 something.
Yeah, they're European. Something you never find. And Hillary wore them for Sweeney Todd. So they came in handy. And then Martha, here's one of her shoes.
Is that
actually
Martha's? What did Martha use that for? Oh. Character. We had that in storage, and I still don't know.
I can't remember what character we used this for. We used it for something else. But that's why we don't get rid of things, because you'd be surprised, like, what you go,
was it
oh
James
my gosh.
Barry?
Possibly.
Did you just have a shoe lying around?
What?
Did you just have a shoe lying around? It's like, here's one we prepared earlier.
No,
just casually?
No, it's because we still have all of our, like,
we have all of our
Doctor Who stuff right now. Like, this is Rose Tyler.
It's, like, sitting in our vlog / workroom. We're still cleaning up.
Here's Martha's jacket. See?
Oh, I like
when
that.
I fall in love with
I know, I found it on, like, some weird site. Like, that's where I, like, shop is online to see what can I find similar. So there you go.
So, yeah, that's a little bit into what we have right now beyond this computer. Like, all of our junk, our Doctor Who junk is still out.
When did you guys first fall in love with Doctor Who? Tell us that story.
Hilly started watching first.
Well, We've always known about Doctor Who, and we've seen, you know, a little bit of episodes, a little bit of clips from that. But we never really, like, dedicated enough time about, you know, learning about each character. Like, we would just kind of have an overall knowledge. And people kept saying, do it, do it, do it. But we were like, no, we don't want to do
know
it
what
until
we're doing.
We know 100% and feel confident enough to do it. So I had a hiatus from doing the Hillywood show. And I just spent time, and I would rewatch some of the episodes that I've already seen and then just kind of go through them, like,
yeah,
marathon. And I would just did that for, like, 2 months, just nonstop. I would rewatch and watch again and go back and forth. And then I just kind of thought, well, I really want to do a Doctor Who parody because now I totally, like, it's, like, refreshing. I remember all about it and blah, blah, blah. And it was the fact of the matter, how can we do this? Which doctor? And then I decided, well, I love Tennant the best. So I was like, I want to be the 10th doctor, and I want to feature a whole bunch of these characters. And I was on my computer, and I remembered, I don't know how, I remembered the Time Warp.
That was a little angel going.
That had to be something, because I've never thought of that song, ever. And I just listened to it, and I started seeing visions, and I was like, Nana, I think we got a new parody.
What are you working on next? Is there something that you've kind of not tapped into yet that you'd secretly love to?
We have a lot of ideas.
A lot of ideas.
Like, as you guys know, we're still in the same boat with no sponsorship or funding.
Yeah.
Because we're not with any company, MCN, or anything.
No.
So we're, like I said, we're hoping and praying there's some doors that look like they're opening and it looks good. And I'm just like, please God. But if we could tackle something, I mean, I don't know. There's so many. You tell them we want.
Well,
to.
We were planning, we'll just say this. Before Doctor Who, we were planning to do The Hobbit, Desolation of Smaug. Because we've already done an Unexpected Journey. And we're kind of known for once we do something, we have to do all the somethings.
Oh, no.
And we had a really fun idea for it, but that's right when we kind of found out that we weren't getting funded anymore from the company and that we were really struggling financially, and Doctor Who would be the cheaper option for us to make a parody, because The Hobbit is so intense, and
it's all,
there's,
you know
13 dwarves, and there's sets, and there's
makeup,
this,
and costumes, and
so
there's a dragon.
Unfortunately, we had to pass on The Desolation of Smaug, but that doesn't mean that we would ever try to revisit it. But I know we've gotten a ton of requests to do, you know, Sherlock, that's like number one, and we can't ignore that one.
Why don't you just Two birds with one stone. Get Benedict Cumberbatch on your side. Then he can voice Smaug and he can help out with Sherlock. What?
Oh my god. No, actually the plan would be for him to just come down here and I would marry him.
Yeah.
yeah. Get in line. Sorry.
yeah. Is there a veil on here? Is there a veil hat?
Yeah, I think there is a wedding one. Yes.
I don't
know. Sorry. You laugh, but he's going to watch this and then he's going to contact you and be like, hello there, hello. That's the worst Benedict Cumberbatch impression ever. But... it's like a little bit smell. Hello, hello, hello. I'm here to host the video.
I just find him very dapper, I think.
Yeah.
He's well, very dapper and elegant and very gentleman-like. I don't know.
Intelligence is in.
My favorite.
You know, being smart.
yeah.
It's called sapiosexualism, being attracted to brains. So, yeah, all the smart guys that got paid out in school. really quickly, let's move on. We're going to solicit for questions with viewers. So if you are watching this one, make sure you comment below, write your questions in because we will get to them very, very shortly. My sound has gone out, which is fun, so I can't hear a thing. And I'm just going to keep talking because I don't know what's going on. But Deanna, can you just go, we'll start with the list of questions from viewers.
From what?
No one here? I'll do it. I will read out some questions from Twitter because we had quite a few today and yesterday, which were really cool. So from Glenna, she's at Glenna Negron, and her question is, if you could choose one fandom to live in, what fandom would it be? And there's a lot to choose from.
Ooh. Oh my gosh. I'm already done. I don't care. What would you be? Lord of the Rings. And you just live there as what? I want to be a hobbit. I'm living in the Shire. Grow my veggies in my garden. And be an old grandma.
12 meals a day.
Oh, yeah. I love to eat, so yeah. Yes, I want to be a hobbit. I guess. I would want to be an elf. Like, if I was an elf, I'd need to be stretched. I'm just talking about if you really want to settle down and maybe marry a cute hobbit boy and have, like, hobbit babies and, like, be there for the rest of your life.
I just like Middle Earth, so that's where I'm going. Bye!
For me, I think it'd be really, really neat to freaking own a TARDIS and live there.
You can live there.
But no, it'd be so cool because you're, like, go anywhere. You don't, like, have any problems, like, ever. Like, you don't ever just sit in the present. You're just, like, all over the map and never ending. Just never, and you can go anywhere and be anywhere. That's fun.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
You can just be like, hey, let's go to, like, some place today. And
but does the TARDIS count as, like, oh, I can go to Harry Potter world? Like Harry, like, actual Harry Potter.
Well, I like to think that Harry Potter is a real place, and that's a real place, so yeah. If you can go anywhere that exists.
Wait, we're, like, cheating now. That's not fair.
No, I get all the fandoms.
No, the TARDIS goes through time. It doesn't go to, like, fake places.
It does.
Hogwarts is real, okay?
I'm making up your own rules. I'm not playing this game anymore.
I'm still waiting for my letter to Hogwarts. Oh, I don't have a fireplace.
I'd be like,
oh my gosh, don't wand. I would just be like, cleaning up everything, yo.
All right, Tazzy, next question. All right, so the next one is from Evelyn Aioli. Aioli? I don't know. Sounds like that. Which actor would you like to meet?
Well, Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp and then Benedict.
I'd like to meet Martin Freeman, too. That'd be fun. Johnny Depp, because he's a legend, and Benedict Cumberbatch, because he's very good-looking.
And Martin Freeman, because he's Bilbo.
Yeah.
And he's also...
Watson.
I really like him as Watson. He's hilarious. That mustache was awful. That mustache was terrible.
I don't shave for Sherlock Holmes.
All right, the next one is from, it's Hobbit Laura, at Hobbit Laura. What was the most challenging part of making the Doctor Who parody?
The biggest challenge? There's a lot.
There's a lot of setbacks.
Yeah.
I think for me, this Doctor Who parody was the most challenging on my physical being. because I was fine for most of the days of shooting,
mm-hmm.
but the night that we had to shoot all the dance scenes was, that was like a night we were dreading for a month, because yeah. we knew it was going to be hard.
And
to
I think that was most upsetting to me, because I really wanted to just go in it, not feeling any, not being held back, and I was super sick. I had fever, a sore throat, runny nose. Mm-hmm. And so all the dance scenes you see is me, like, really sick.
She was sick.
So sick. And then the next day I only got 3 hours sleep, and I had to be back on set. So I slept in my makeup. And the next day is the whole opening of the video. So that's me even double sick.
Well, that was actually a reshoot. Yeah. That whole beginning scene we had shot 2 days before. And after the big film shoot, we were just supposed to be done, crash. Mm-hmm. If she was sick, I was like, don't worry, I'm going to tear down the set, I'm going to clean up. Well, nope, you got to go back in 3 hours after, because all that footage was poo-poo.
And too dark.
And too dark, which, I mean, it wasn't awfully dark, but yeah, it kind of was.
Yeah.
So we had to go reshoot everything.
So I think that was the challenging part for me.
It was
because it was just so hard to just be like so down here and then all of a sudden have to be the 10th doctor.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a challenge, and
every,
you know, you
parody
have to just
has
work
this
with
challenge.
It. And I didn't complain. I just paced around the console.
You didn't complain.
Singing weird songs and saying weird things and drinking Red Bulls. And
I was quite surprised.
I didn't complain.
Yeah. On that note, we've got at HST Crowley, who has said, question for Hilly and Hannah, are all the people performing in your parodies dancers? Where do you find them?
Oh, most of them always are.
Yeah, usually they are. I think it's because we're friends with dancers.
Yeah, so that's kind of our only network.
Yeah, kind of our only network, but dancers are really good to work with, because you can tell them, okay, be sure to hit on the and five. Okay, so when do I start counting from here? After that, and five. Got it. Like, everyone else would hear that and they go, huh? With a dancer, it's that quick. And then I need you to turn, but not turn so short. Turn kind of like and one, two. Oh, got it. Okay. So yeah. Dancers are just much more easy. Plus, dancers don't complain on set.
They don't.
Dancers mm-hmm. never complain. They'll just sit down and they'll bring their little snacks and they just talk amongst themselves and turn on their music. But they're actually really good friends. And then they bring friends that are dancers if we look for other dancers. So I don't know. They're awesome. I love all the people that we work with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Sazzy, next question.
Yeah, one second. Okay, here's one from, this is on YouTube, and it was by The Doll, and he asked, have you ever stolen anything from the sets that you weren't supposed to?
Oh. Oh my god, you look so adorable.
Yeah.
You look kind of scary, though.
Wait, look at my nose.
Sorry.
Okay.
Have we ever...
Oh, we have a dog.
Meow. Okay. The question is...
Sorry, oh, I found the sound. Sorry, I found the sound effects buttons.
You put girls together, out of control. Okay.
No, we've never stolen anything.
Who's playing sound effects?
Not me.
Not me.
No, we've never stolen anything because
it's
ours.
It all belongs to us. So, I mean, it's kind of impossible to steal. I mean, I wanted to steal a Dalek. He didn't belong to me. But I couldn't because it's way too big and obvious to carry out.
I wanted to steal Drea's track.
Oh, the equipment.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
I wanted to steal her equipment.
Some of the equipment is out, like, loaned to us. And we always want to steal it, but we can't.
I've got a question, actually, before you segue.
Yeah.
How did you find the voiceover to do David Tennant? I thought it was David Tennant.
Yeah, so did I.
Well, I've been practicing voices for a while, and that's my voice.
That's you?
No. Oh. It's his name is Elliot Crossley. He goes by L. Schmel. I just say that poorly. But he is a voice actor, and he sent us samples of him doing David Tennant, and I about peed my pants. And he was super amazing, like the most amazing person we've worked
He's
with.
He's really sweet.
He had to record it for us like
4 times because it was being faulty and it wasn't coming across clear enough.
Well, he's all the way in the UK.
Yeah, but we rehearsed with him for like 3 weeks and we would go over how he needed to, because we knew what the song had to sound like, and he would perform the lines as David Tennant would, but we would say, no, the 10th Doctor sounds a bit more like this and be a bit more happy and more enthusiastic, so we really helped shape his voice, and I think that
he delivered
amazingly, yeah. Beyond, and we're so proud of him.
I was watching, and I was in the credits, and I was watching, and I was just waiting to see, and voice of David Tennant himself.
Yeah.
That would have been cool.
Yeah, that would have been really neat.
I wish.
At Sick Louch has said, have you ever thought about branching out from parody videos and doing your own original storylines?
At the moment, probably not. What do you think?
At the moment, probably not, because I think our parodies is what makes us who we are, and people want to continue to see that. I think that we would need to be in the right situation where Hillywood is finally big and people know who we, like, people know
because for
who
us,
we are.
For us just to make like a 4-minute parody, it takes us like 4 to 6 days. I mean, can you imagine like an hour and a half movie? That's like a year's work, honestly. That's
and
why
I don't know how well people would accept something that's new unless, like I said, we were really well known.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, they're trying a movie. Like now, if you were to do it, they'd be like, why? Why don't we do another parody?
I want a parody. I want parody.
but I mean, I guess we, in the future, I mean, what the heck is that? I don't know.
Am I a fish?
I think it's a feather.
That's like a mohawk.
Oh, it's a mohawk.
Yeah, it's like a punk rocker mohawk kind of deal.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to quickly tell you back to the geeky side of things, because this is Geeks Unleashed, where we do help everyone unleash their inner geek. We've been playing something called Power, which is P-W-R, and it stands for Playing, Watching, Reading. So I wanted to take it to both of you girls. What are you currently right now playing, video game-wise or app-wise, watching, whether it's a movie or a TV show, and reading, book or comic? Whoever wants to start first, go.
Okay, what are we playing? We're playing Dead Rising.
Dead Rising.
Nice.
Xbox One.
We scream like babies.
That is a scary,
scary game.
Scary.
It's hilarious. I love it, though.
Watching.
Well, I'll say Sherlock, but it's over.
Yeah, she didn't. I watched it when the UK's version came out. She had to wait till it was
on
Netflix.
I've been waiting for Walking Dead, the next season, to come on Netflix, but it's not there yet, and it's driving me crazy.
I watched The Bachelorette. I know that sounds weird. I watched The Bachelorette because none of my geeky shows are on. Like, Sci-Fi's not on. Face Off, not Sci-Fi.
Big Bang Theory. I watch that usually every night, even if it's a rerun, I watch that. Okay, reading. I'm reading The Silmarillion.
I was finishing up The Hobbit, but I read the Bible every night. Does that count?
Yeah, that's what you're reading.
Okay.
Be honest.
That counts.
But I'm like finishing The Hobbit. I have like 3 pages, and I like can never get to them. I keep like.
You need to give me the book, and then you're gonna want to finish reading it.
Hey, sisters. If you are watching this one, play Power as well. PWR, what are you playing, watching, reading? We love hearing all about it. We've got one really quickly from Potato Basket Cow, who has asked this question about 7 times, so I think it's quite important. Have you seen The Fault in Our Stars?
No, we haven't.
No.
There you go, Liz. Liz, where's your answer?
We haven't seen it, and... We probably will go see it, but I know we've been asked to do a parody on it, but the answer, yeah. I think, is a flat-out
no.
But I'm surprised at how many people actually have asked it. Can you do Fault in Our Stars?
You know why? Okay.
I don't think so.
I know why.
That'd be rude.
Because we've done, no, I don't think they think it that way. I don't think that they want us to make a parody. Well, they know we're not cheesy. Like, if someone's going to do a parody on it, they probably make fun of the whole thing, and that's not us. Like, yeah. We have fun with it. I think sometimes when we did, like, Twilight, when we took more serious slow motion scenes where it was more like, you know, like the Vogue dresses. They're probably thinking we're going to do something emotional. Still, like, and it's like, no, that's not us.
Think so.
So we probably wouldn't do that.
But we'll go see the movie.
Movie night.
Hey, Liz, if you are a little bit into The Fault in Our Stars, like I think you are, if you actually look on this channel at YouTube/Geek Bombshells, I've interviewed the cast. And I did my Laura Dern impersonation for Laura Dern, and that in itself is bloody hilarious, if I do say for myself. Sorry, I love Laura Dern in Jurassic Park. That's, you know what, Hilly, you're probably too young. Probably too young. Jurassic Park, a long time ago.
No, I'm 24.
I do a really good Velociraptor impersonation as well, but, you know, you've got to see it to believe it. Carl Bell is another one, at CarlBell98, big fan of yours. What was your favorite parody to film? And who is your favorite incarnation of a Doctor, of the Doctor in Doctor Who?
Favorite parody to film.
To film.
I think I enjoyed filming Warm Bodies the most.
That was fun.
I think it's because we had, like, the guy who played R, and we've worked with him before, so it was literally just, like...
Friendship, yeah, like a bunch of friends.
Like, the best friend slash guy to, like, work with. It was just, like, a bunch of friends that are goofing off in between takes.
And he looked like Nicholas Holt.
He that did. Oh, my God. Once again...
I read somewhere, I heard somewhere, maybe it was in your behind the scenes, that you got the costumes from the movie for those characters. Yes. How did that happen?
Well, in every movie that people make, or movies make, there's like three to five different, the same costumes, but they're used for different things. Like, they're used for particular scenes, or for stunt doubles, or for, you know, but they're the actual costumes. I don't know what versions we had. I think ours was used in The Rain. For R, the rain jacket, for some reason. Because when I look at the scenes of The Rain, everything is, like, perfect. So I was contacted by a girl that we had met when we were touring with the Vampire Diaries convention, and she has, like, she's always bought, like, the brands that they've seen in Vampire Diaries. She owns, like, a little collection. But she wrote me, and she goes, hey, I saw that you're going to do Warm Bodies, and I just won the auction for one of Teresa Palmer's costumes from Warm Bodies. I'll let you borrow it if you want.
So
nailed it.
Yeah. Thankfully, I got in the mail and it fit me. I was freaking out. I was scared it was going to be too big because I'm so short. But it fit me. And then we were mostly trying to recreate our costume. We were, like, really... you know, just wanting to do it ourselves.
But we knew there was no way.
Once,
we had to do it
ourselves. Once we started going through it, we just were having the worst
so
time.
Hard.
Just finding that hood color.
The jacket wasn't red, and it wasn't maroon.
It
was like they had faded it or something weird.
And so all I did, I found a website of people who display things that they've actually gotten from movie sets or what they've owned, like, and it's the actual things. And I saw that he had the jacket, so I wrote him, and I just said, hey, this is the Hollywood
hey,
show.
Hey, this is a long shot.
We're the Hollywood show, and we have an important question about this jacket. And he wrote back, and he said, if it's how it's made or whatever, you can forget it. And, like, he was kind of like, he probably gets bothered a lot. And I said, no, this is what it would be for. And I sent him an email, like, this long about who we are, what we do, blah, blah, blah. And he wrote back, and he's like, oh, my gosh, totally, yes. Do you want the jeans and the undershirt, too? And I have the entire costume. And
what?
I was like,
I freaked out.
And he's been, like, the nicest person. And
he's super nice.
He let us borrow the costume again for Comic-Con. And that was, it's just, like, insane. He's like, if you ever need anything, I have stuff from Jeepers Creepers, and I have this.
I know.
So I don't. That has to be a miracle because I honestly don't know how it happened. When I think about it now, I don't know how it happened because that's never happened with any of our parodies. Well, Twilight a little bit. You had Ashley's shoes.
I had Ashley Green's shoes from the first Twilight movie.
Oh.
They were a little big for my feet though.
Yeah,
because I'm really tiny.
She's pretty tall for you. Pillows everywhere.
I don't understand, like even with the Twilight and, you know, the Warm Bodies videos, it's redressing the sets. It's getting that same, you know, look through the camera lens as well. How do you find these locations and get all the sets to look exactly like it's supposed to? Like the classroom in Twilight, the lab kind of deal in Warm Bodies, they're pretty much, they feel like the same.
Thank you.
Oh, she notices these things.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Because some people, I feel like, that now watch The Hollywood Show, if we say we're doing it, they're like, I'm going to watch the movie. Like, that's how they feel. Like, I'm watching the movie. And, like, it's so stressful for us.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's not easy. Every time we do a new parody, we are always flabbergasted and kind of, we have no
clue. We don't know where to go.
We don't know where to go. So, honestly, we just rely on Google. And when we type in, like, the weirdest things, like, for Pirates of the Caribbean, Tortuga, that's like a, you know, pirate city with a pirate bar and all this stuff. So I just started typing in castles, and I found this castle house in California. And I'm like, I think this might work. And then it's just weird. Like, you have to type in things that don't really make sense, but something that you might have to settle for. You can't type in Pirate Town, USA. Like, that doesn't exist. So... Yeah, we search, and then, for example, like Doctor Who, the whole TARDIS set had to be created.
Yeah.
Because there's something
like
yet.
Yeah.
Oh,
we were kind of like...
Oh, well, you could say it. You could say it now.
Were we, though, like 100%? Or were they still asking?
Yes, they said yes, but it was too late by then.
This has never been released, but we almost got the official set for the 10th Doctor at the Doctor Who Experience in Wales. They wrote us back, though, 2 days before we started shooting, because we put in for it, but they're so busy, and they wrote us back, and pretty much they were saying, yeah, you can come shoot here. And
when do you want to come?
When do you want to come? And we were like,
I already paid money and the set's done.
So we got this close to having it, but we're so happy with the way our set turned out, and we're very grateful, but... That's just, like, really cool. That was something that was extra special, but we just couldn't pull out because we already put money and it was already, like, done being made.
But
that's cool, right?
So you could have gone to Wales had they got their shit together. Right. Huh. I know you guys are traveling a lot this year as well. You have VidCon next, which is going to be happening in Anaheim, which is in California, which is really close to me, which is cool. That's happening on the 26th, 27th, and 28th. But what's really awesome is after that you're going to WizardCon in Spain.
Yes.
What is that about?
Well, hopefully, you know, it's hard because sometimes, like, the international conventions for us, it really depends on the organizers. Because I know we were supposed to go to Scotland this weekend, but the event was canceled, so we didn't get to the UK. We've been invited to Hungary and Sweden, and those don't go through.
Netherlands, and they don't go through.
But KLC seems like a pretty professional organization.
Right.
We just hope that nothing happens.
So we're planning on it.
We're planning on it, but the week before that, we're going to FantasyCon, which is this big, epic, like, nerdy, cool convention.
It has, like Xena stars,
Sylvester,
Lord of the Rings.
All these, like, Lord of the Rings
Doctor
stars,
Who
Doctor
people.
Who people. So that's exciting. But if
I'm just really geeking out because there's Lord of the Rings people there.
And then for VidCon, we're going to be at the convention, but on Saturday night, we're having, like, a secret Hollywood meetup at Downtown Disney. And we already have, like, almost close to
50
people that are RSVP'd. So it's going to be really fun because it's like our little L.A. club. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend meeting people at VidCon. And then
we're going to Comic-Con, but we haven't released. We're going to be releasing a July tour video soon, but we'll be at San Diego Comic-Con, too.
Woo!
I'm going to be there as well.
You have to say hi.
Of course.
You have to stop it.
Just look for really
short
people.
Tiny little amp.
Yeah, well, Maddie's
four,
like...
4 5 really tall.
Yeah, I'm 5'11", so...
I'm 5'10".
Wow, you guys are so lucky.
How tall are you, Hannah?
How tall are you, Hannah?
What
are you?
I
How short are you?
I
Wait, hold on. Go ahead.
5'1".
Did you say?
I say that I'm 4'11", but I'm not. I'm like 4'10 and like 3/4 or something.
I'm 5'2".
Oh no! You have to be like,
I don't want to be on topic. So if you see us walking around the convention, just look for a mini David Tennant and a mini Donna Noble. Because that's what people look like. Oh, your cosplay's so good, but you just look like you shrunk in a dryer. And I was the mini version. I'm the pocket David Tennant. You can put me in your pocket.
All right, here's this. This is going to freak you out. What if Maddie and I did a parody of you two, but big?
Yes.
Yeah.
What if the Hillary parody?
We would do a parody of you. Yeah. So I'd have to like watch all the videos,
and I'd have to try and pretend to be like you guys. I'd have to sound like you, and I'd have to look like you.
I don't know if I can do that accent.
No.
So great. I don't know.
I've got a very deep voice.
I'll try.
We'll do it. Dedication, that's what I've learned out of all of this. Well, we've got time for just a few more questions. If you haven't written in, now is the chance to do it.
No, I hate clowns. Don't
Harry.
Get him off my head. I hate clowns.
There's one here from @SaxyItalian, and they have said, it's Jade. Hi, Jade. Would you be willing to have fans in your parodies or help them with starting their channels or give back somehow like that to fans?
We actually have had fans in our parodies before. They've been extras or they've come and helped on set. So that's really, really neat. And I think our advice for fans who want to do something or they get inspired from our show is just do something completely new and original, because the problem that sometimes we get is that people write us and they say, you've inspired me, I want to be like you, and we're like, oh cool, that's awesome, and then the next week they send us a video, and it's like a Hunger Games parody with like almost the same music and like the same choreography, and they just start copying what we do, or they start just making musical parodies, and to us that's a little discouraging, because number one, it's like, oh, that's kind of what we've been working for. You know, just be original. I think that's our biggest advice, is just be original. Don't copy anyone on YouTube. Don't be, you know, Mr. Black number two or Mr. One number.
Yeah.
Like, don't do that. Be yourself, because that's what set us apart, is that we were the first to start doing musical parodies.
Now and then everybody does it now.
But, I think that's our advice, is just have fun, be original, don't be afraid to think of something new.
Do something different.
That's like, what's going to make you stand out.
You could do a talk show. You could do
a game show.
You could do your own vlogging.
You could sketch something.
And if you like the whole filming or music, maybe do your own music video, do your own film, you know, not
horror movies.
Let's take movie characters and do this and do copy Hollywood, you know, or copy other people that have done what Hollywood. It's like, no, just do your own thing, because if you do your own thing,
I can guarantee
you're going to get recognized, because it's something new, not, oh, I've seen this before. Mm. You know, like, you have to stand out. Yeah. So, yeah, do something new. Be creative. Don't be afraid.
Which of the skills that you've learned, whether it is, you know, cinematography, editing, makeup, all of that kind of stuff, which one's the one that you have used and relied on the most, and which do you think is the most important to kind of go ahead and use in other maybe job situations? What skills do these guys need?
What do they need?
I thought you meant for us.
Yeah, because I was going to say
But that's the thing, you do all of it. So usually people will do sort of one thing, but you're doing like seven things each.
It depends on what
they
love.
Feel they'd like to do.
Yeah, where their passion lies more. Like, don't try to be a cinematographer if you just really like to dance. Or don't try to be a singer if you just like to write scripts. Like, don't overwork yourself. We just did it because we've just been like that since we were little.
We have been that way since we were little. We have old home videos of us dressing up for no particular reason. We just wanted to be a character.
And then
we just
shoot movies.
We'd shoot movies, and then Hilly would turn on music and start lip syncing at the age of like 6 or 7. We don't know where it came from. it just was, we always just like to have fun, and yeah, we just were,
that's
like,
just something we like,
I think,
to do.
Theatrical is what we were,
maybe.
I guess, I don't know.
Can you do impersonations on the spot? Have you got, like, a data bank of, like, you know, because I know that, Hilly, you were saying you can do about 20 impersonations now. Can you do them on the spot?
That's not really my forte. I take a little while.
She, when we're on road trips, we like to play, like make that face type of thing to where she just goes.
I go, okay, so
I don't want to do it. No, I don't want to do it. She says,
well, do it.
No,
you're good at it, Hilly.
No, I'm not.
I'm not going to make you do stupid ones, I promise.
Okay.
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 Silly. Make that face.
Okay.
Ed Wood.
Ed Wood?
No.
Oh, God.
Just a face.
I'm Ed Wood, D. Wood, Jr.
Okay, Hilly, do Jack Sparrow?
That one's hard. He has lots of faces.
Just act like you're drunk.
Yeah, I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
Dude, these are flicker boys. It makes a difference when you have makeup on.
Yeah, it really does.
But yeah, we play that game all the time. But we don't like
that one.
Gaga.
Oh, it is.
I don't know which other ones. But I don't know. She just,
Bella.
Bella?
No. Oh, yeah?
Oh. Oh, yeah, the Joker. Yeah, I always forget I did the Joker.
I always forget that I did Harley Quinn. And you know what? That was actually one of my favorite characters.
Okay, make Harley
Oh,
Quinn.
My God. You look great as Harley Quinn. That was so amazing. And then the lips as well that go out. That whole costume.
No, I haven't done it in ages.
She's like this. That's Mrs. Lovett.
I feel like my face looks the same.
Well, the lips and eyes. Not here, I put my hair up. People don't know they don't. That's when you taught us, like, mad. That's like Anakin more. The Joker's like, oh, weird.
All creepy.
Yeah.
All right.
The only one that I can do. The only one I can do on the spot is the troll face meme.
Oh, me too. That is so good. How did you do that? My troll face is just like this.
Mine good?
I can't do that.
No, hers is so good.
Oh my God.
I hope to God, I hope someone's been screenshotting these.
I took one more.
Kind of reminds me of Jim Carrey, like The Mask. Have you seen that movie?
I actually had a face off with Jim Carrey and I won. Yeah. So I do these ones. Right? And he couldn't get this one up. So he could do Ariel else.
I can do it at the same time.
He couldn't do that one. So yeah. I taught him how to do it.
I can't do the other one.
I can do that one, but I can't do the other one.
Look, I can do this one. Oh, fuck.
Hey! Ha ha! I start doing. That's not. I'll have to do like a how-to video with like the string.
I'm not that flexible in my jaw. That's hard. Like how you jut it out so far. Like I can't do that.
Wow, you're crazy.
Yeah, I have like a TMJ. So like I can't.
Well, trust me, girls. It's getting me laid every day of my life. So I mean, at least it's coming in handy. No one needs to see this. No one needs to see that. Anyway, that is our time. If you didn't get a question in, make sure you comment about it and we can shoot them through. Or if you guys come back maybe in a week after the video and you can... Oh, my gosh, hold on. And you can answer any questions that maybe someone missed out on asking, because this video will be live, I mean, available to watch any other time. It has been live. If you did like the video, make sure you click the old thumbs up button. Make sure you're subscribing. Guys, where can we find you as well? Twitter handles we've been looking at the whole time. But the YouTube channel, people haven't subscribed to you.
Oh, my God, you have a beard. I want a beard.
She wants to know where people can subscribe.
Oh, And then they come they come to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Hillywood.
Yeah, really cool.
We changed it.
Someone's on there.
So subscribe to our YouTube channel to see some awesome parodies.
And next one's going to come soon?
We're not sure. It depends if we are able to find sponsorship or a company that's funding.
We're hoping soon.
We're hoping soon.
We'll keep you guys posted. Yeah. We promise we will.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I just donated $200 before the stream, so $200 of my money heading your way, yes! And I'm encouraging everyone else to watch.
Was that our invitation? But thank you so much. That's incredible.
I know.
You're, like, screaming.
We're I was like, what is this? I was like, is that so-and-so? I'm like, I don't know.
It'll go into the next production.
So that was me. But everyone else, make sure you donate as well. If you jump onto their website, there is a donation tab. All you have to do is fill out your PayPal details. It's really super easy, so make sure you do it. This has been Geeks Unleashed. We are Geek Bomb. Thank you so much for being our guests this week, Killy and Hannah. Really appreciate it. Mwah!
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Have fun.
Bye.